Hey guys, welcome back to another Angler News KZN Fishing Podcast series. Guys, it is the 29th of December 2022. It is less than 72 hours to go before the year is over, and we are rounding off our season finale for the show with a bang. So guys, what you can expect in this week's show is some great catches, some freshest reports. Our reporters have been busy throughout the last few weeks, and even in this last few hours of the year left, they have managed to bring us some really fantastic reports. So here's a little taste of what you can expect in this week's show. Guys, on your offshore side, the summer fishing is absolutely phenomenal at the moment. Yes, the seas are, our coastline is a lot more busier. However, would it have been busier, there has been a lot more reports. So we can expect that summer fishing that the guys are going to be reporting on. As for the rock and surf, well, all I can tell you is inedible action is the talk of KZN, and that includes some monster sandies as well as some proper sized diamond rays. If you are into the freshwater, well, Yanni's got a report on that. However, Midlands is still swimming, but he's still going to tell you where you can expect those rods to be bending. Now, guys, as always, let's kick off the show with a special thanks to our sponsor, the Kingfisher, and this is their featured product for the week.
Triple Fish Rhino Braided Leader Line has been specifically designed for the rock and surf angler. Ultra-thin diameter, unrivaled knot strength, extreme abrasion resistance, and low visibility make it the ideal rock and surf leader. Multiple weaves make it perfectly round and extremely sensitive. Excellent for South African conditions.
Thank you once again, the Kingfisher. Guys, we would really like to give another shout out to the Kingfisher. They have been the sponsor of the show since its inception, and none of this could be possible without them. And as I keep on saying, support those that support you. And guys, the Kingfisher has really been the backbone of the show. All their contributors from their stores, from their even their management, to constantly back the show and, you know, give us what we need to bring this content out to you. So huge applause to the Kingfisher. Thank you so much for absolutely everything you have done for us over this past year. Without you, this news could not be possible. So guys, now let's kick off the show. Starting off, as always, down the South Coast with our South Coast guru, Adam. And he is reporting from Port Edward, moving down to Ramsgate, into Margate, through Yuvongo and Shirley Beach, and rounding off in Port Shepstone. Guys, here is Adam.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. It's the 28th of the 12th, 2022. And guys, as I've been saying all these last few podcasts, we are almost at the finish line. We are almost there. The year is nearly done. So guys, please, let's just hang out for the end of the year. I know it's been good for some and bad for others, but I think we can all agree, Vinesh, that we just want this year over and done. But we are almost there, guys. So Vinesh, let's just kick right into it. Looking for the coming weekend, it looks like Thursday morning, a southwester, 10 to 25 k's an hour, 2 meter swell, bit of a ground swell about. Thursday afternoon is a definite no-go with the wind pumping and the swell definitely picking up. So it looks to be a bit of sand still hanging around the lower south coast. It has been a bit brown from Sheppey side right down to sort of Port Edward, with a few areas a little bit cleaner. So it doesn't seem to be too good, but however, there have been some good fish coming out, Vinesh. Friday afternoon, the wind does die down significantly, with the swell still sitting around that 2 meter mark. The wind does definitely change to a northeaster early in the evening, around that 6-7 o'clock period. Saturday and Sunday, Vinesh, it definitely does seem to be the pick of the days for the weekend, with the wind hovering around the 20k an hour mark, picking up and dropping down, with a predominant northeast for much of the weekend. So it does seem that we should have some good fishing, I would say, the New Year's Day. And as we all know, it definitely rains on a New Year's Day. It definitely rained on Christmas. I do hope that everyone had an awesome Christmas, and I hope that we all have a good New Year's, Vinesh. We are almost at the cusp of being at the end of the year. Just a bit on the fishing side down on the lower south coast. It does seem that Sheppey or Port Shepstone side, northward bound 20, Sea Park, Southport, has been a bit cleaner than the areas further south. So your sort of Manaba, Yuvongo, Margate areas. There was some nice brusha recently, about three of them that were caught in the Ramsgate area. A friend of mine did catch one yesterday of about 3 kilos. There's still been a bit of bream around the Glenmore Trafalgar area with a bit of sand puffing here and there, so it hasn't been too bad. I know there was a bit of shad off Margate Pier, a few smaller ones, and one or two nice sized ones that came out recently. So there is still fish around. It's definitely a case of you're going to have to pick your days, Vinesh, and just try and find a sort of cleaner patch of water. In terms of non-eds, it's definitely been, as I'd said previously, their sort of season. There's still loads of sandies, greys, and hammers around. And it does seem, as I reported in the previous podcast, that a lot of the non-eds have moved in closer to the bricks and the edible fish have sort of pushed out. It looks like they are trying to find that cleaner water so they can feed. And that's why the guys that are going and looking for that cleaner water have been rewarded with some nice, decent fish. Now, moving over to the northern areas, Southport and Sea Park, there have been quite a few small sort of sandies around. There's been a few small cob coming out, snapper salmon. So it's been okay. It has been a bit tough going with guys, you know, sort of fishing and sort of hitting and missing. And holiday makers that are down, as we know, it's full season for them. I had a guy recently show me a few pictures on Tuesday that he had gone down to the Manaba area, just sort of below my shop, and had got a few lanterns or cave bass, as we know, one bream, about four stonies, and a small lesser. So he had got a mixed bag. Moving over to deep sea, it has been pretty good for them. There's been a few tuna around. There's been a couple of yellowtail, a few amberjacks. So if you're on holiday on the lower coast, definitely book your deep sea trip because you will not be disappointed. However, there has been a lot of shark activity. As we know, the lower coast, particularly Protea Banks, is always full of sharks. But this year, it does seem to be a bit more prolific than usual, Vinesh. So even these guys fishing for bottom fish coming up with Scotchmen and Englishmen have been just coming back with heads. So it has been a bit disappointing. But nonetheless, the guys are still going home with fish. So whether you're a local or holiday maker, you can definitely have something for the pan or bra, whether you're fishing off the rocks or fishing deep sea. So just want to wish everybody out there a happy new year. I hope everyone had a good Christmas. All the best for the coming year. It does look like Sunday does seem to be a day to fish. So if you can sneak out the house or you're not too hungover, Vinesh, it might just be a day to go and throw a line and maybe catch that PB for the start of the new year. Who knows what it will bring, Vinesh, but let's just hold thumbs. I wish everyone a happy New Year's and let's see what this new year brings. Hopefully it's good for all of us, Vinesh. Otherwise, take care, guys, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Thank you, Adam. It's been a great season from you, my bad. Absolutely love the reports. And yes, I do agree with you. It has been a bit of a trying year, especially here in KZN this year with the floods and dirty water and E. coli levels. But you know what? There were certainly some highlights in between those as well. And we will remain positive that next year is going to be much more better. Adam, I completely agree with you, with your thoughts on being in search of that cleaner water. It totally makes sense as to why that edibles are amongst the masses of inedibles. As for that tax man, well, we know that's the season. And, well, KZN, enough said about that. So, guys, that rounds off our South Coast, and let's move down to Warner Beach and Amanzantoti, where we are with Gary. And Gary is talking about the amount of shad that has been on the bite pretty much every morning this past week. Here is Gary from Kingfisher, Warner Beach.
Good morning, chaps. It's Gary at Kingfisher, Warner Beach. Good day to you all. The Eastie is going about 15, 20 knots now. There were quite a number of shad caught this morning. Good numbers of those kilo to kilo and a half ones. One of 4 kilos here in front, behind the shop, or in front of the shop early this morning. Other than that, I know one grunter about 3.5 kilos came out on the flats yesterday. But other than that, I haven't heard of too much happening. Other than that, let's see. You know, there's lots of dirty water. Depending which way the wind is blowing, you know, it'll either be the south bank or the north bank. Some of it's sort of pretty brown coming out of a lobo still. A bit too brown. Yeah, if you find a nice hole, you're bound to catch a decent sized shad and chop them up, and you'll probably get a good sized flatfish as well. Let's see what happens in the week ahead. Until then, tight lines and go well.
Thank you so much, Gary. I'm glad to hear the shared action has been on the bite, as well as some nice grunter in between. Yeah, although it was a fine few, it was a very nice size one. So guys, that was your fishing for Warner Beach and Amanzim Toti over the past week. Now we are into Durban and we are with Mike V. And guys, all I can say is Mike V has been on leave and he still managed to get us some really awesome reports. So big up to him. And he is followed by Brad, who's given us his report while chartering a boat. I mean, that is the dedication and the effort our guys are putting into the show, which we are totally, totally grateful for. They never miss out on bringing you the latest action, and that is exactly what you can expect here on Angler News South Africa. Guys, this is your report for Durban.
How's it, my bud? Yes, fishing has been good the last couple of days. I've got some reports of some amazing edibles. I got sent a picture of a grunter that was probably over 7 kilos. I got a picture of a shad from Eddington that was over 7 kilos apparently. And yeah, there's been some big and good edibles around, some decent cob as well far south. But in edibles have been taking the spotlight again. Some lovely honeycombs have been caught. Some good sandies, some very good sandies, up to 80 kilos have been caught. Diamond rays are around, there's been grey sharks. I've heard of one or two nice black fin being lost. Fortunately, to land that thing, you need a lot of luck. So yeah, on the bay side, there's been some lovely grunters in the bay on the paddle skis and the boats. The guys doing stand water also getting some good ones. Kingies, as normal, they are around and the conditions are right. I heard of Oak got 4 springer the other day on his boat throwing soft plastics. So yeah, the bay has been producing. Offshore, rock cod, some good bottom fish. Some very, very good bottom fish. Has been some big Cape yellowtail. I saw a couple good pictures of some lovely ones. There's been the odd cooter around. There's been tunny. There's been some big bonny, some Atlantic bonny. There's been quite a bit on the offshore side. So yeah, there has been fish all over. There's been some good fish, some nice fish. So yeah, that's it, buddy. Hope you guys have an amazing one. Thanks, man.
Good day, guys, and a Merry Christmas. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Well, guys, so the news out here at the moment. The water is cleaning up. We've got a couple of 24, 25 degree waters out there. Nice and blue in the deep. When I say deep, over the 200 meters depth. There are still quite a few nice dorada out that side, and then one or two around the ships. No real fireworks this year so far. Coming back at 5 and 6 in the day, no screamings. But then on the bottom fishing side, guys, there's been some nice yellowtail. So we've been getting some very nice soldiers we've got today and some nice Captain Fine rockhards. But yeah, otherwise, general, it's just hard work. Guys, keep it tidy, keep it safe. And guys, have a happy new year. And may your lives all scream for the year above. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Wow, what a fantastic time to be in Durban. 7 kilo shad, 7 kilo grunter, grunters all over the bay, including Springer on soft plastic, kingfish being on the bite, inedible action all over the place, and of course the offshore side is cooking with that bottom fish, and like Mike was saying, that variety of species that's out there. Summertime in Durban, it is absolutely perfect. Now, what about Bolito? Well, we are moving on to our report from Jesse, who's based in Kingfisher Salt Rock, and this is his report over the past week.
Morning, guys. Morning, Vinesh. Hope everybody's doing all right and enjoying the holidays. Merry Christmas to all those who celebrated last week. All the best for the new year coming as well. This will be the last report until the new year, so let's see what's happening. Guys, we've had a really good run last week with the inedibles on the North Coast. We've really been enjoying the reports and the stories and the feedback from all of the guys. It's been, if I can say, entertaining to see all of the guys trying. A lot of guys coming down for holiday as well and trying to get in the action. And they're seeing the local guys fishing and they're kind of, It's really nice to see everybody so excited about fishing again, coming in here and trying their best to imitate the things that they saw the guys doing on the beach. And then realizing that they've tried to steal with their eyes, and you generally can't get it that well. Trace is in the water for the most part, so what we've had to do is go and show all of the guys how to catch a couple of fish and tie some traces for them, show them the ready-made traces if they don't have time. And the amount of feedback that we've got from the guys, positive feedback, saying that they've gone and caught fish and sandies, diamonds, honeycombs, lessers, all of that is just mind-blowing. It's so nice and positive to see the guys catching some fish. So we've really had a lot of fun with the guys from out of town, hooking into fish that they haven't been able to hook into before, and it's just really pleasant to see. And hopefully keep them coming back for the years to come. Tourism is very important in KZN, and in the Balito area specifically, we're a tourist hotspot, international and local guys, coming through to Balito every December in the June, July holidays. And it's just really, the weather's played such a good part in making it fishable for the guys. It hasn't been great all the entire time. We have had ups and downs. We've just had 2 days of northeast yesterday after the rains. Yesterday was the second day, and the guys caught a lot of sandies, a lot of diamonds, one or two honeycombs. The water was in really good condition yesterday afternoon. A lot of the guys tried in the morning, but failed. So I guess at this stage, we really just have to sit and wait for the next couple of days of northeast, which to my knowledge is on the 28th. It is towards the end of the year. I have to double check on the days, but we have got some really good northeast, 3 days, 4 days solid of northeast coming through. After the rains that we've had, the water temperature rising up, right up again, we're in for a heck of a good run. So let's see what happens. I think if the guys have baits in the water, you're going to catch fish in the next, they call it the next 3 or 4 days, as far as the inedibles go. As far as edibles go, along the entire coast, the guys are struggling. I did hear from one of my clients that on the north coast, quite far up, they've been trying for diamonds and sandies and all of that type of stuff, and they are completely plagued by smaller cob, like a 2 to 3 kg cob. Putting any baits in, doesn't matter what bait you put in, I'm putting the baits out for the sharks, putting a long shot, a short shot, no matter where they put it, they catch in cob. So that's a good sign, because you know, they've obviously come in for the dirty water and all of that type of stuff with the rivers coming down. I hope there isn't anybody up there taking advantage of it and pillaging the oceans again. But that is a really good sign for the guys that want to go down there, catch one or two for the pot, and then just have some fun for the rest of their time there. Especially if you got youngsters, that's a heck of a good thing to do. And I would say, judging by the location that he gave me, that we're looking more or less north of Zinkwazi all the way through to a kind of Richards Bay area. You should have a good run there. That's up that side. Locally here down in Balito, the shad seem to have moved on a little bit. We have seen very few reports from him. It's not looking good for the guys targeting bigger species with shad as bait. I've told the guys to all go get shad and then use that for the sandies and the diamonds, which is one of my preferred baits. And honestly, a lot of people are struggling. The guys that have caught bigger sharks on them. So that is probably the preferred bait at the moment. Mackerel and red are incredibly scarce. The bait catchers are not catching any. We've had guys phoning from around the country looking for baits. And unless you're down Eastern Cape and further south, your chances of getting fresh, locally caught red eye and mackerel are slim to none. So it's just something that we're going to have to put up with. Take a small rod with you. If you're going to be fishing for greys or whatever, pin a small blacktail and put a blacktail out. Carantine works great. I personally feel that the guys have kind of got a little bit soft as far as baits is concerned. It's so easy now to walk into a shop and buy fresh mackerel and buy fresh red eye and all of that, that when the time comes that bait is scarce, they start to struggle a little bit with catching their own and going back to the basics. I think it's something we should all practice from time to time. Apart from that, I'll be the first to admit I've been put to absolute shame a couple of times. One time I remember specifically fishing Scottborough Points with my brand new heavy spinning outfit. Back then it was a Saltiga 13'6". I had a brand new Saltist 6500. I had a 48-pound gator braid on it, and I was the absolute bee's knees. And I went there with the freshest mackerel that I could get. We had bait come in, and I took that bait on ice down to Scottborough Point. And one of the local guys was fishing with the old Medulla rod and reel. Caught a couple blacktail, kept them in a polystyrene box, and he was pulling fish one after the next right in front of me with his live blacktail. And even when the blacktail died, and he started to chop them up and use them as a made up bait, he still started catching more than me. So that's just a sign, guys. Go down and catch some bass. Sometimes we'll be surprised. Sometimes it's better than using your mackerel and red eye. Obviously, if you don't have time for that, you're fishing competition and whatever, then the fresh bait is going to be the way forward. But you also have to remember, stockpile. You have to stockpile the baits. With load shedding, I know it's not easy. We hear horror stories of guys losing baits in their freezers during load shedding and power outages. But this time of the year, guys, if you see bait, take it with both hands, because it is very scarce. Other than that, guys, that is about it. We wish everybody the best for the new year. I reckon we're going to have excellent fishing, judging by the way things are going in the last week or two with the water conditions. It seems that the oceans are slowly starting to settle a little bit. We have got another big west coming soon, but I mean, other than that, we looking good. So guys, let us know what happens, and all the best. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for that, Jesse. Always great to hear from you, and great job on educating those holidaymakers, getting them onto the fish, making those festive dreams come true with all the sandies and inedible action that's coming out. Very interesting about the cub. I'm definitely going to be looking more into that there. But yes, thank you for that advice on when bait is scarce. You know, let's just go and catch our blacktails and carantines and put them out as bait. I guess you can't beat a fresh bait. So guys, that is our report for Bolito and Salt Rock. Now moving on to Mtanzini, where another holiday hotspot. And what has been going on? Well, let's hear from Nick.
Morning, Vanessa. We've had some guys going out deep sea. It's been a bit hit and miss. We had a rollover in the river mouth on Monday, I think it was. Guy tried to come in on the low tide and he missed the channel. And unfortunately, the boat went on the sandbank. Apparently, it sucked in a lot of sand into the umbrella or wherever it is. The engine overheated and cut out. And the boat got pulled out by the outgoing tide, and unfortunately it went over. It was very good, because all the crew had jumped off the boat, and as soon as it started going backwards, the skipper saw a big wave coming and he managed to jump off in time, so there was no injuries at all. That particular day, I think it was Monday, some of the boats came back dry. There was a boat out yesterday, they got quite a lot of bottoms, no game fish. Diving on the rock and surf, we've been catching quite a bit of shad, bull, shark. As a youngster, Josh, has been broken off twice on a 20-pound braid. I think what's happening is the fish is running in the gutters and the braid's running through the sand and it's busting that out. A couple of diamonds have been coming out and some snapper cod still. River, fishing very well up at the mouth area, but with all the rain we've had recently inland, the water's very dirty. I don't think the fish like it, so that's why the mouth area is fishing well. Well worth a walk up there if you haven't got a boat. Have a good new year, and tight lines for the weekend and the rest of the week.
Thank you so much, Nick. I'm glad to hear that there was no injuries with that boat rolling over this past week. And yeah, at least there's been some fish on the bite. That rounds off the report for Impton Zini. Now moving on to Richards Bay, we are with Ellie with this week's fishing report. And this is what she had to say.
Hi Vinesh, I hope you're well. This past week's fishing I've been on and off, but as soon as the weather was right, anglers got all the lines wet and caught plenty of dorados and snook, as well as some kuta and yellowfin tuna while trolling or jigging. The currents have been a bit too strong, which made it impossible for anglers to catch bottoms, but there's been a few salmons and reds coming out, as well as some rockhop. In our harbour, anglers have been catching plenty of stumpnose and salmon using red eyes or sardines. If you're keen on using lures, the slow pitch kickers, 7 to 15 gram, really works well, and you're guaranteed to catch something, either early morning before sunrise or before sunset, even when the tides change. Although they will bite during the day, those times I've experienced what works most for me. But that's all for now. Thanks guys, and tight lines.
Thank you so much, Ellie. Always great to hear from you. I'm glad to hear the fishing is still quite good up in Richards Bay. And thank you for the advice on what lures to use when we are heading up there. So guys, that rounds off our saltwater report for this year, actually. Now moving on to the freshwater, we are with Jan from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg. And this is his fishing report for this week.
Hey guys, Jan here from the Kingfisher in Maritzburg. So I mentioned last week that the Midlands is swimming, and I can mention this week that we are still swimming, just simply harder and faster. The rainfall reports from the Central Midlands for Christmas Day came in at between 45 and 50 mils, with another 10 to 15 mils the following day. There is just water moving everywhere, and none more so than over the top of Midmar. It's quite a sight, I can tell you. A week of rain, mizzle, and evening, a chilly evening or two earlier this week had me thinking that autumn had come early. But now we are back to 30 degrees. I think the weather gods are still under the influence of the quote-unquote Christmas spirit and simply rolling the dice to see what they can come up with for the end of the year. Because I think if you listen really carefully with the current heat spell, you can actually hear the grass growing under your feet now. But here we are, last report for the year. And while this last week hasn't exactly been fireworks on the fish front, once again thanks to the rain, we have seen some intrepid anglers finding their way out and finding some fish. So at least we don't end on a blank session. But let's start with the trout anglers. As expected, the rivers are pretty much in full spate. And as a result, there have literally been only two reports from the NFFC anglers. One report, which was just prior to the Christmas Day rains, noted some good numbers of fish between 19 to 15 inches, that is 23 to 38 centimeters, coming from one of the Bushman's River beats. The other report came from the Central Moy River and was unfortunately a blank. But if the need to get out is pressing, then the Bushman's River is probably the better bet. As even with the high water, the river is wide, and one will be able to find some slack sections or eddies where there will be fish sitting out of the main current. Weighted nymphs are almost certainly the name of the game. On the other hand, the Moy River is narrower, and the water will be pushing through much harder, making it difficult to get flies to the fish. On the stillwater front, the anglers have also been on the short end of the draw, with only three returns, and unfortunately, all blanks. And all citing pretty much the same circumstances. Water very dirty and very warm. One report even noted that the water temperature, by dropping a thermometer down to 3 meters, was 22 degrees. The bass anglers are once again showing us some fish for a change. There have been some good fish in the 1.5 to 2 kilogram range reported by local anglers Zain Habib and Arshid Mehta. Fish were taken on a D-shad soft plastic jerkbait in olive livery. Sean Calloway reports that after a morning session where he lost a number of good fish, redemption came his way in the form of two solid fish of 2 kilos and 2.5 kilos. Well done, sir. Simply shows that perseverance pays. Michael from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg reports that his network, that fishing is a bit slow at Albert's currently, but the golden rule is to find the bait fish and move with them when you find them, and you will catch. And it's a case of anything bait fish in lure form, that is, goes. With Midmar brimming, water is high right up into the shallows, and the fish are right up as well. Again, baitfish and frog lures are your current go-to. Come and chat to Michael for more on his inside scoop from his network. I also had a report of anglers targeting bass on fly at Alberts. Red and black bucktails seem to be the go-to pattern, with again, fishing slow during the day, but the fish were much more obliging later on with the evening rise. Just a word of caution to those bank angling in Albert Falls. There has been a report of some illegal entrance into the reserve, making off with angler's tackle. So guys, be vigilant and please report any incidents to the reserve officers. With the numbers of holiday anglers up at Sterkfontein, there have been a few reports of fish coming to hand, small and largemouth yellowfish, but also plenty bass. The local scaly, or that is Natal yellowfish anglers, will have to polish their rods just a little bit longer, I'm afraid, with the current river conditions. So guys, that's the final report for this year, and we here at Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg would once again like to take this opportunity to say a hearty thank you to all our customers for the great support over the year, and we wish you all a happy new year. We are open every day apart from New Year's Day, so if you are fishing, do pop into the shop for the best in tackle and advice. And otherwise, guys, we will catch you on the flip side next week in the new year.
Thank you, Jan. Always great to hear from you, my friend. And it looks like you are still swimming in that Midlands with the grass growing under your feet. Oh, very interesting metaphors, Jan, but I love it. Absolutely fantastic stuff from you. As always, thank you for the advice on fly fishing for that bass. Looks like the bass boys are not holding their clouds as close to them, which is exactly what we want to hear. So big up to you and Michael for having that network to bring us that news. Well, guys, that rounds off our show for this week and for this year. It is the end of season one. We will be back next week with season two. And before this year is over, I would just like to give a huge thank you to all our listeners out there listening to us on a weekly basis. Hopefully, we are doing the right job in getting you into the right feeding zones. We keep our content fresh. We deliver it, well, we broadcast on a Thursday and deliver it out on a first thing Friday morning to make sure you're having a good weekend. And you know, just seeing the growing subscribers on a weekly basis makes us realize that, you know, we're doing a decent job. Speaking of a decent job, guys, I want to just give a huge shout out and thank you to my contributors Adam, Gary, Mike V, Brad, Jesse, Nick, Ali, Jeff, Dennis, and Jan. Guys, these I cannot thank them enough. They are, whether they're on leave, whether they are ill, whether they are just, you know, got the most busiest week at the tackle shop ever, they still make sure to send through their content to make the show possible, to make the show what it is. And that is essentially educating our anglers with giving them the best advice, tips, techniques, and you know, proper, honest to true reports to increase their strike rate. So none of this could be possible without these contributors. And of course, none of this could be possible without our sponsor, the Kingfisher. They have been extremely supportive in our cause. The day I mentioned this to Mr. Pereira at the Kingfisher, he backed it from the start and he has never dropped. And guys, all of this hard work is done with the best intentions to make sure you are getting the freshest content. So with that being said, that concludes our Angler News KZN podcast for 2022. And we look forward to seeing you next year. I wish you all a very happy new year, a very prosperous one with lots of bending rods and screaming reels. So guys, that's it for Angler News South Africa for 2022. I am your host, Vinesh Sugreem. And always remember, keep that fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, and fish for the future.
This show is proudly brought to you by The Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany's Center.